Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A gunman behind the killing of at least 50 people in an Orlando, Florida nightclub early Sunday has reportedly been identified as Omar Siddiqui Mateen, a U.S. citizen of Afghan descent. Police stormed the Pulse nightclub, fatally shooting the suspect and rescuing people trapped inside. 53 people were wounded in what is believed to be the largest mass shooting in U.S. history.
All of a sudden, we heard like boom, boom, and we thought it was like the stereo. We're like, oh my goodness, this, something went on with this, you know, just the music. And after the second shot, there was a pause, and then it just started shooting, 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 shooting.
President Barack Obama said the shooting is being investigated as an act of terrorism.
Although it's still early in the investigation, we know enough to say that this was an act of terror and an act of hate. And as Americans, we are united in grief, in outrage, and in resolve to defend our people.
U.S. law enforcement officials say the 29-year-old suspect called 911 before the attack early Sunday, vowing fealty to Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. A powerful bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of Beirut, Lebanon, Sunday. It severely damaged one of the country's largest banks. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The International Federation of Association Football has strongly condemned the violence at games Saturday in two French cities. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille after British and Russian soccer fans brawled in and around the Stade Velodrome. After the Europe Cup tournament ended in a tie, Russian and supporters of the English side forcing fans to flee. This is VOA News.